right, Mr. Sharp?
I believe Ms. Norwood here, because we're going to do the old business case first. I guess I can do the, I'll do my statement, and then we'll knock that one out. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and to proceed in an orderly fashion, and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct or monopotality may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people in these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced, the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The board may, the applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table in the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board may then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. After persons present have spoken with regard to the application, the operator will call for any persons interested in the application wish to speak. Those individuals will then be sworn in and allowed to testify. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. If you are here for a case listed under old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening or remain online to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. These proceedings are available to be viewed live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that that decision will not be final until the written findings of fact are approved by the board and follow the board secretary. Any action taken to the prior to the filing of the written findings of fact and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. If you're here this evening, we ask that you turn your cell phone on to silent service. And if there's participating phone when you're on the line, we ask that you limit other noises such as televisions, music, and conversation with other individuals. Thank you.
Ms. Norwood?
Case number 12829, sorry, Jeremy and Chrissy Maddox seek a variance from the lot area requirement for an existing lot. Section is 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Sunnyside Road, approximately 1,730 feet west of Sharps Mill Road. The 911 address is 10525 Sunnyside Road in Bridgeville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 430, Map 15, Parcel 1.05. And this was left open for the limited purpose of a new survey being submitted for the board's review.
And that survey was received when, Ms. Norwood?
That is prior to, I don't know if I have a date.
And just for the board's notice, we had given them until the 17th.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It actually would have been the only thing on the agenda for the 17th, but we received the survey early, so we put it on for tonight's agenda because that was the only thing that was left open for.
I don't have the date.
And we got it early.
June 16th.
Okay.
And this was, our purpose is that we received the survey, correct?
Right.
Okay. And we did.
We did. And all property owners have signed the adjustment, it looks like.
As I recall, the reason for the survey was because there was the applicant, think it's the applicant's neighbor, actually, Ms. Rust, had testified as to the shed and the pole shed along near that property line, and there was a question, looking at the aerial photograph, if that was going to be, a variance would be needed from that, for those as well. Based on the survey that we have, I didn't measure it out, but it appears that they did not. Is that, would staff determine, Ms. Norwood? It would appear the rear shed certainly wouldn't. The front one, I didn't measure it, but it looked like it was probably all right.
Yeah, it's all, it's compliant. It's fine.
So if the line didn't get shifted, it was going to be a variance.
So yes.
Right?
Yeah, because at least the pole building would have needed one, I believe.
And the previous survey didn't show the buildings either. So
yeah.
I think we just wanted to clarify that.
Actually, the pole shed may not have even needed, because it looks like it's under 600 square feet.
Right.
So I think they both would have been okay even previously.
I think it was just to show the structures and that they would comply.
Anything else?
Is the applicant the owner of lot 4?
The applicant is technically the owner of lot 4.
Okay.
And then but it's Miss Rust who owns lot 5.
Right.
It was her driveway that was coming over that led to this.
Yeah, she's the one driving over onto lot 4 to get into the pole building?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not doing public comment on this one, are we? Okay.
No, it was only for the survey.
No, it's
okay.
Yeah.
I'll entertain a motion on case number 12829 for Jeremy and Chrissy Maddox.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12829 for Jeremy and Chrissy Maddox for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing. Well, the exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, too. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12829 is approved.